FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
But before 2020, we have the midterms. Here to talk to us about that is Fox News Radio contributor Jared Halperin. Jared, thanks for joining us today. It's good to talk to you.
Sure.
So we have the midterm. It's just weeks away. Where do we sit right now with the balance of powers and how things are looking as we approach the big day?
Well, I'm not sure that the big picture has changed a lot. I mean, I we'll see what this polling looks like as it gets closer and closer. But I still think the conventional wisdom would show that Democrats are in a good position in the House. We'll see if they have enough to take back the House, and the Republicans are probably in a good position in the Senate. Largely based on sort of geography and just where these races are, right? We've talked a lot about the number of seats that Democrats find themselves defending in these states that President Trump won and remains popular. And obviously in the House, it's a much different sort of challenge for Republicans trying to sort of overcome history, right? In that the party out of power tends to do pretty well in these off-year elections.
So a lot of people have associated the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings with a bump for Republicans. Are we seeing that in real time with polls?
I think you might be. I wonder what the sustainability is. Mm-hmm. I do think that there was a lot of enthusiasm from Republicans in that confirmation process, and maybe it did energize conservatives in a way that they had not been yet, especially when you talk about that gap in enthusiasm that Democrats seem to have the advantage of. Now, that being said, that confirmation's over. In some ways, I don't know what that means as far as the enthusiasm. Once the ball game's over, how long are you excited about?
Sure. Yeah, I agree. We'll have to wait and see. I know that there have been quite a few.
I think they were successful in raising, profiles of people, probably raising money as well. And that's helpful in election years, too.
Yes. Yeah. So close to the actual election itself. We've seen Trump at a lot of rallies. Are we seeing the benefit from President Trump still showing up in these locations? They're selected locations.
That's a big question. I don't know the answer. I don't think we will know until the election. Obviously, President Trump is aware of the history, and he's talked about that. And so he has done what he did in 2016, which is show up and draw these huge rallies. And sometimes the candidate that he is at the rally for becomes an afterthought. But, again, I think it's about enthusiasm. I think it's about trying to get his coalition, his base out there, which is obviously something that is a challenge not just for this president, but for every president. President Obama had a hard time getting out his base when President Obama wasn't on the ballot. That's the challenge for presidents, particularly, I think, more so when you have a president like Trump who brought together a different type of coalition in states and in these areas that had not really been tested before. So this will be a good test of that sort of Trump base and how reliable they are for the Republican Party versus how reliable they are for the president specifically.
Is Trump's action, his participation level, unprecedented at all in a midterm election, or is this just depending on the president and the mood of the time, just kind of varies?
No, I think you see presidents, particularly recent presidents, get involved in midterms. They understand what's at stake, particularly if you have the House or the Senate at risk, which is the landscape right now. Obviously, conditions are going to dictate, the level I think that the president is involved in. But I remember President Obama on the midterm trail in 2010. Remember that sort of became how this has become sort of a referendum on the Trump policies. That was a referendum on the Obama policies, the Affordable Care Act. And so I think presidents do understand that, and you do see them go out and again try and beat back the conventional wisdom of history, and also try it is about enthusiasm. It is trying to get your base to go out and vote for the candidates you want them to, even though your name's not on the ballot. And so we'll see if President Trump's able to do that. Certainly there are going to be a few races early on that I think might help tell that story.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it as approaches. Certainly a lot can change between now and then every day. Throughout the day.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
Probably another couple hundred news cycles between now and election day.
Exactly. We're all aging very quickly here. Jared Halperin, Fox News Radio, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Sure.